drasha for Ne'ilas HaChag, linking Pesach with Shavuos. I had a chance to speak the night of Shvi Shel Pesach in the Beis HaKnesses Hagro in Green Park in Kiryat Sefer. I spoke about what's in my book, Festivals of Life, the ongoing redemption, where the Jewish people recognized on Shvi Shel Pesach that the ultimate Geula was a process, that it wasn't merely their redemption, but through the Jewish people, the entire world will be redeemed. The entire world has to come to a recognition of God. It's not just for the sake of the Jewish people, and God doesn't just champion our cause, but we are the medium, and we are the agents to be an Or LaGoyim, to bring light to the nations of the world, to bring them to a recognition of God. And therefore, Yitzro was impressed with the Mida Keneged Mida, that God punished the Egyptians in kind, even though they saw that by the smiting of the firstborn, where God said that the Jewish people are my firstborn, and if you don't send away my firstborn, I'm going to kill your firstborn. So why wasn't Yitzro impressed with that? But that was for the sake of the Jewish people. But the Medrash says that the punishment in kind wasn't because they drowned our children and therefore they were drowned, but rather, since Paro said, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bekolo, who is God that I should listen to his voice, and the word Mi was turned around to spell Yam, and that's why they were drowned in the sea. They lost their right to exist. So the Mida Keneged Mida showed that God punishes the Egyptians not necessarily because of what they did to the Jewish people, but because even the Egyptians were supposed to recognize God as the purpose of creation, and they destroyed their purpose, therefore they were destroyed. It could be, according to this, that the idea of Shvi Shel Pesach is this idea of the continuing geula till the process is finished. So we want to be masakin the world, masakin olam b'malchus shakai. We want to bring the world to its fruition and to correct the negatives in the world. Therefore, we link Pesach and Shavuos to know that the only way to be tikkun olam is not like the splinter groups who splintered away from Yiddishkeit, conservative reform. They're all concerned with tikkun olam, not concerned so much with keeping the Torah. But tikkun ha'olam, they're trying to bring the world to its perfection. The only way to bring the world to its perfection is by keeping the Torah. That's why Pesach and the whole ongoing process of redemption and the perfection of the world and all the nations of the world will only come when the Jewish people accept and keep and learn the Torah in the proper way. People, you know, look for spirituality, and they look for it in every place except in the Torah. But spirituality is doing what God wants you to do, and doing it properly. How you eat, and how you drink, and how you sleep, and how you take care of your married life, and social life, and whatever, all of that is what really is spirituality, and not some esoteric thing that is totally devoid of Torah, or at best, or at odds with the Torah at worst.